Christmas is coming early on today's episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Hello and welcome to episode 43 of season 3, where today we go for the good, the bad, and the ugly style once again. We haven't got too many new or updated features this week, but we also are not yet finished with the year, right? So, we are starting with good news, and Microsoft Teams add people to a group chat with AdMention. Coming in December for everybody, including GCC, GCCI, and DoD, we will be able to add new participants to a chat with a simple AdMention, thereby removing the need to navigate to the Ad dialog. Also, when adding a new participant, we can also control how much of the chat history to share. This is absolutely good news in my opinion. Staying on Teams, Microsoft Teams Express Yourself in Teams meetings. Coming in January, in addition to virtually raising our hand in a Teams meeting, we can soon express ourselves using emojis that will appear to all participants to help make Teams meetings more inclusive, engaging, and fun. As we have that already, with the thumbs up, heart, clap, laugh, and surprise emoji, we most likely get more variety. I'm guessing here, as in the roadmap item is no more information, but I would like to see that for sure. I recently could have just needed a thumb down reaction. The use case for me is when delivering a webinar and doing a little live survey, people can use those reactions and answer these questions. Makes a meeting or webinar way more engaged and fun. I highly recommend at least trying that out. The last piece of good news, kind of early Christmas present at least to some of you, launched this week Windows 365 Provision Windows 365 Cloud PC. A topic we haven't talked about that much, but one I really like. An administrator is now able to provision Windows 365 Cloud PCs for users without requiring hybrid Azure AD join. Also, there are now further options to let Microsoft host the virtual network connections. Maybe not a topic for everyone, but if you haven't looked into Windows 365 Cloud PCs, do it.
Just do it!
Let's continue with the bad items, as we are used to, not because of the quality and not the feature itself. Added on Thursday, Microsoft Teams Virtual Appointments app. This will provide a single location where professionals and administrators can create and manage scheduled and on-demand virtual appointments in Microsoft Teams, view valuable appointments, insights, and analytics, get real-time status updates in a queue view, and send appointment reminders. This feature is planned as a preview in December and planned for general availability in February next year. What's bad? Well, the exact same topic was added on October 12th. Therefore, one of these two will be cancelled, and most likely meaning that this feature is not as far as it should be. Again, just guessing here once again. Overall, a feature that might be very interesting, so I'm excited to at least test it in December. The ugly for this week is an item added in February 2021, planned for general availability in May 2022, and now in November 2022 cancelled. Microsoft Defender for Office 365 potential nation-state activity alerts. The plan was that Microsoft is adding an alert to notify customers when suspected nation-state activity is detected. Microsoft described a nation-state activity as something that has an apparent origin in a particular country or region and a potential goal of advancing political, social, or economic interests. This item is now removed from the roadmap and will be republished as appropriate, meaning probably gone for at least a while. The reason, at least to me, unclear. And with that, we are already at the end of this week's episode, also coming closer to the finish line of 2022. For me, the end of the year is always my time to reflect on a few things. One topic I think about is the future of this podcast. Do you still want it? A new season in 2023? Season 4? Yes? No? Maybe? And if so, what do you like to see as a change? It would be really great if you can let me know your thoughts in the comments on LinkedIn. So long, thank you for tuning in this week, and thank you for all the great feedback on my published infographic, OneDrive vs. SharePoint on LinkedIn. We're ending as usual, don't be afraid.